Come back into that place of soft awareness. Taking a breath in. Close your eyes. And perhaps with that sound current still vibrating inside you, you feel yourself as the relative of the blue whale, as the record keeper. Breathing softly and deeply into your heart, thanking your ancient old soul, Akash, for the music, for the vibration, for the opportunity, right here, right now, today, to dive more deeply into your own consciousness, into that beautiful place where there is oneness for you, keeping that oneness inside your heart, hoping and waiting is not anything you have to do anymore. Being. Begin the being in this new beginning of 2020. As you give yourself this year, this opportunity for your beingness to come into a clear focus, a time of awareness when you honor who you are becoming, and all that is available for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the first channeling of the year 2020. And I want to start it with something I've said many times. You sit here in this audience, perhaps you listen apart from this audience, and I want to repeat the premise of the channeling, of the reason my partner sits in this chair, and what it's all about. Because the information this year is pointed and profound more than normal. Because you are moving into new energies that have already started occurring right here. There is a creator, and most of the world believes this, one God. There is a creator. And the story is far grander and greater than any of you can imagine, because there is a veil. A veil that keeps you from seeing the majesty of your soul. Every single human being who hears this and listens today in the chair has a beautiful, magnificent part of them which is called a soul. This is also something believed by billions of people on the planet. The soul is the part that is divine, the part that lives forever. And so almost all of humanity already has the concept of a beautiful, loving, benevolent, glorious God. And the soul? So many don't understand that the soul is not standalone energy. It belongs to this creator. Yet it's where you came from. So there's really two parts to every single human being. There's actually more, but the two, the basic two that billions believe is the corporeal human. That is the body, the vehicle you walk around in. And the divine part, the soul. And up to now, in the energies of the years the humans have been on the planet, the soul is something not understood, not acknowledged, not really. You understand it's there, and you learn about it by the shamans and the teachers and the religions, but you don't really understand and work with it until now. If I could give you a principle of what is happening in the new energy that has never happened before, it is the merge of the soul and the corporeal. It has interesting attributes that some of you are experiencing. Number one, the soul knows everything. Therefore, some of you are starting to receive knowledge truly that is part of a knowingness that you realize you were never taught. It's a knowingness that is beyond esoteric. It is a knowingness of practical spirituality. There's a reason you're here. There's a mechanism, if you want to call it that, a physics that applies to all things, including your soul. Multidimensionality is starting to occur. And so in this new energy, what you start to see and what you start to experience is that meld. And it explains so many who sit here with knowledge they don't understand where it came from. And some of you question it and some of you don't. You realize what it is, where it came from, and how beautiful it is. What's a human being going to do with that? And that is the lesson at hand, not today. But it will be the subject of more channels. What do you do with information that starts to become merged with your corporeal self? Is everyone getting it? The answer is no. The old souls are. The ones who haven't gone through the school of life many times are not. And it's not about privilege, dear ones. It's about experience. If you're in a school, you acknowledge the ones who just showed up don't know as much as the ones who are graduating. This is practical. So the old soul on the planet who has been here over and over and over and over is starting to receive information. But that's not the subject of today. This beautiful, benevolent God of yours, the one that you share consciousness with, are you ready for that? That soul of yours has a divine consciousness from the Creator, and it's starting to be part of that which is your consciousness. Of course, there is love and benevolence, but it starts to alter something. It's very basic, and that is going to be the subject of this channel and the one that follows later tonight. Now, those listening who will say, well, where can I find that later tonight channel? I'll tell you, if you ask that, you're not listening in the right place. My partner has created in social media a place where all of these channels are. Don't miss the next one. Find it. It's not that hard. The subject is duality. The number of the year should have given you a clue. It's a master number, dear ones. In certain kinds of numerology, the zero is treated with a value. In Tibetan, it is not. So the year 2020 becomes the number 22. It's a master number, and it really starts to stand for something you have no idea or concept of called cosmic law. You know it as duality. So this channel is going to revisit duality. But in this energy, dear ones, I got to call it like it is. I told my partner years ago, in the shower, where he receives so much information. He said to me, I don't want to channel if I'm a fool. If I come across as a fool, who's going to believe it? And that's when I gave him one of the first premises that he now teaches, apart from channeling that he teaches. And that is this, that the spirituality is not esoteric. It must be real. It must be practical. It must work. Therefore, you don't have something that you simply float around and hope it works. Or you become part of a very isolated group of people nobody wants to talk to because you're just too strange. Instead, it must be grounding and practical and real. And that, my friends, is benevolence and love and compassion. All of those things. Every mother understands those things. That's real. I said that to him, and that was the point at which he said, I'm on board. Duality has been presented to this planet as a fallacy. If you define duality, normally the definition starts out like this. It's the struggle between good and evil. A more elegant would say it's a struggle between light and dark, and none of those things are accurate. Duality was presented to you and given to you as a gift, and it's a beautiful gift of free choice to determine your own path, dear ones, where your consciousness will take you and go. It's one of the most beautiful gifts. The story goes like this in the Garden of Eden. We're going to go to Scripture. We're going to go to a place that is so well known and understood for this example. How many times have we told you that that story is a metaphor? The garden is the earth, of course. It's Gaia, beautiful Gaia. Adam represents all men. Eve represents all women. And the whole idea of what took place there was intervention. An angel came down, according to Scripture, and touched the human beings and gave them something they never had before. They went from animals on the planet to divine beings with free choice who had a soul. That's the story. And by the way, we have given you even more details about that story. We're not doing that again. Let's stay with that one, because that one is the one that so many who would listen to this would understand. These things must be logical and practical and beautiful. Every one of you sit there as a beautiful creation by the most loving source that you can imagine. I don't have words to tell you about the creative source that lives in you, who always has their hand out, if you want to say, did you hear that was plural? Who always has their hand out. Spirit is not singular. It's an energy that is everywhere. The creative source is not a individual. It's not a male with a beard. It's loving. It's benevolent. It's gorgeous. I want you to hold that for a moment and compare it to the story of duality. Again, as the story unfolds and the mythology happens, you were given free choice in this garden on this earth, and right away, you made a bad choice. That's the story. Now, that is believable. Let me give you an example. Mother, dad, you have some children in a room, and they're just growing up, and you're giving the option of a salad or a chocolate bar. Now, the children don't know any better. They've had no experience at all with either of these things. They don't understand the principles, the nutrition. They don't understand what's going to happen if they eat chocolate bars all their life. They don't understand any of these things. All they see is the chocolate bar is got to be better than the salad. And so they all go for the chocolate bar. You might say they made an error. They made a mistake. And at that point in time, they'll learn. Because sooner or later, they'll get sick on the chocolate and turn to the salad. And there's even been evidence that scientific research of children doing just that. But the premise is this: you don't know any better. And when you're given new things and new paradigms and given choices in those things, you don't always then go for the best choice simply because it sits there. The angels came down and gave humanity free choice to do whatever they wanted to, and all that was there was presented for them, the salads and the chocolate bars. And they made a mistake. What do you do with a child who makes that mistake in that room with the children? Well, if you follow the mythology of spirituality, all of the children are now punished. Not only that, their ancestors are punished. Not only that, that chocolate decision is going to last thousands of years, and you're going to be tortured for it. That is the prevailing philosophy of the chocolate and the salad. Billions of people right now perceive God with a stick. God with a stick. Dear ones, that's not the God in you. The creative story has a mistake being made and you're punished forever for it. Now, does that sound practical, reasonable? Does it sound like what a divine God would do? Would you do it with your children? And how that then became the mythology of today's belief is understandable because of the energy that has prevailed until this time. There was nothing better, really. Old souls start to wake up. This channeling is not meant to make anyone wrong. It's meant to awaken an explosion to spiritual logic. That soul of yours is magnificent, and so are you. Don't let anyone tell you you were born dirty. That is mythology. And it's a mythology that makes no sense at all to a God that is beautiful, who created you in the image of love, all of you, created in his, her image, the image of love, not the image of punishment or torture. Even today, billions believe that when they die, they'll go meet an angel. And if you don't come up to some standard, that angel is going to send you to a place that was prepared by a fallen angel because of a war in heaven. Does it get any worse than this? This is the children's story of the age, dear ones. This is Kreon getting practical, telling it like it is. It doesn't make sense. That love which so many religions feel of the love of God is totally and completely accurate. Now erase the part of the punishment, of the torture, of the evil, of that which is a decision of watching you and deciding if you're good or bad. That's not free choice. God did not give you free choice and immediately judge you on your choice. I redefine duality because of what's next, what I'm talking about tonight. Duality is the beauty of having free choice of light and dark. Did I say struggle? Sometimes those free choices of light and dark will create struggle. And that is human nature at this moment in time before it starts to shift, that you always expect the worst. And it's in your verbiage. The struggle between light and dark is the old paradigm, the old words. It's not a struggle if you make the right decision. So duality right now starts to shift. This is the year of cosmic law. This is the year of duality. And that means you're going to start seeing light and dark exposed. But the exposition of it is not going to come necessarily from your news. It's going to come first with humanity, who see things that are not correct, and then it becomes news instead of the other way around. Let me ask you a question. Going back to the salad and the chocolate, let me ask you a question. What if Adam and Eve, looking at the salad and the chocolate, this is a metaphor, without being blindfolded or simply choosing the one that smelled better, which they did, what if the salad came with a lineage of information and so did the chocolate? What if they could appear and look at them and they weren't simply things on a plate, but somehow there was a knowingness of which one to go for? Welcome to 2020, because duality is going to start talking to you. This is the meld between that which is the corporeal consciousness, which is very limited to all things three-dimensional, that would always choose chocolate, or a multidimensional meld with that which has information even about the simplest things. How many of you are now discerning things differently as you look at situations? And you'll say, I'm not really aware of that. Oh, really? Why are you sitting here? You discern truth. And you know it when you hear it, don't you? Now, that's in this meeting because it's an esoteric meeting. Now, project that in the future to a situation where you have to choose a political candidate. In the future, not now. 10 years from now, whatever. Where instead of a choice based upon your party or what your parents told you, you can read them. As they talk to you, you can see what's under the hood. Imagine such a thing. Imagine knowing when a situation is true or false, just around you, just when you go into places, having a sense of knowingness, of benevolence, as opposed to non-benevolence. To be able to have coherence instead of chaos and know the difference where you're steered to certain places. Then you don't have a blindfold on anymore. Then you're not a child anymore, selecting things that might smell better. Now you're informed. That is the new duality. Tonight I want to tell you where that's going to take you, because, dear ones, the veil is being lifted. It's being lifted in all walks of life, in all things, in all paradigms, spirituality, in science, in education, social, it's being lifted. We'll talk a little bit about that so you might recognize some of these things as they start to happen. They're already starting. And you're going to have to make decisions on whether things are accurate or not, or true or not, proper or not, not based upon old feelings, old soul, but an intuition that starts to flow into you, the what ifs that you never saw before. I'll talk about this new intuition and how it might talk to you, old soul, when we convene later. This is duality. It's beautiful. It's not a struggle. It's free choice to go to the light or the dark. It's free choice without the burden of God with a stick. God with a stick, dear ones, is the human version. That's you with a children's story. That's human consciousness. That's not God consciousness. Everything about that is human. God is so far above that. I have no words. There are no human words to tell you how beautiful God inside is, with that handout that says, isn't it time you put away childish things and saw a grand truth in your life that will give you peace for the rest of your life, no matter what happens? You become more of the soul than of the human. And that's called ascension. I'll be back. And so it is.